The great days at St. Hugh of Lincoln continue. Yesterday, we began the church's oldest novena, which is to the Holy Ghost, in preparation for Pentecost. That's the occasion as well, the praying of this novena, preparing to receive the Holy Ghost as our young future soldiers of Christ, our confirmants, are right now, today, and you praying with them. That was the occasion for the first novena, and we'll be praying that prayer, singing the old hymn to the Holy Ghost, the Latin Veni Creator Spiritus, during the confirmation this morning, as soon as we begin. The confirmation will take place after Mass, and we'll just take a moment to get everything organized, and then we'll come out and we'll have the confirmants to come to the communion rail, one here, and one there with the sponsor. That should work out well. Our Lady it was who prepared the apostles to receive the Holy Ghost. Today is her day, it's Saturday. Today is her day. It is first Saturday, the devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Then, as I say, this ancient feast, Our Lady the Queen of Apostles. We have the most ancient and the most recent of her devotions today. What a beautiful way to be under the mantle or the protection of Mary. How should we see things? What should be our attitude? What should be the state of our soul as we assist at Holy Mass this morning? We do it in reparation to her Immaculate Heart. We offer our communion for that intention. Remember the other first Saturday requirements. We should always be making our first Saturdays, not just five, but continually throughout our life, if it's possible. And if you can get to Mass on first Saturday, why then remember to say your five decades and to offer your communion and reparation. And then at some point during the day, you could do it during the services this morning. You keep Mary company, thinking with her of some of the mysteries of the Rosary. That little thought, prayer, or meditation, keeping Mary company, your mother, that's what she asks for. So today we should think of ourselves in the cenacle. That's the upper room where our Lord offered the first Mass, and this is a cenacle, because this room is the place of the Holy Mass and the true Mass, where the Holy Ghost comes down and fills souls, and the sacraments are given. That's always the Holy Ghost because he's our sanctifier. Well, after our Lord ascended into heaven, St. Joseph went up too. That's not generally thought about, but he did. He ascended into heaven too. And all the saints of the Old Testament have been waiting in limbo. But then they all went back to the cenacle, the upper room, where the apostles also had been ordained priests, bishops. And our Blessed Mother led them in a retreat. And in the retreat, a retreat is a quiet time, usually a number of days where you don't talk. You have spiritual talks that are given to you, say prayers, and you meditate, which means to think things over, talk to our Lord in your heart. Well, at this retreat, our Blessed Mother gave two conferences a day, and then they said prayers together, and they fasted. They just had one meal together, a simple meal, in the evening to get ready to become true apostles, full of the fire of the Holy Ghost. Well, the Blessed Mother, when she talked to them, was a true teacher. She didn't lecture them or give sort of a class, but was as though your mother were talking to you. That's how Our Lady spoke to them, and they understood everything. And they were on fire with God's love. They were ready when the Holy Ghost came to them. So today, then, the last minute before your confirmation, boys, you want to be with Mary and asking her to prepare you and get you ready to receive the sanctifier, God the Holy Ghost, whose job it is to make you not only holy, but a strong, a perfect Christian, and a soldier of Jesus Christ. Today's saint on the calendar is an interesting saint. All the saints are interesting, but St. Angela Merici was the first foundress of an order of, we say, active sisters, sisters who would teach in the world. And she lived in Italy several centuries ago. And I love her because she is Well, she's the foundress of the first order of nuns that came to America, the Ursuline sisters. They were in New Orleans. And that's Our Lady of Prompt Succor. And then she is a home saint. She became a saint in her home. And she realized that if things were going to get turned around in society ever, well, what you need to do is to fix the home. So her idea was to train girls to be good Christian mothers. Because she said all disorders in society come from disorder in the home. That was true centuries ago in Italy. That is true absolutely today. Fix the one, and you'll start to fix the other. You have to establish proper hierarchy. You have to establish the love of God, the knowledge of the catechism and the faith. Well, she was blessed, as the little flower was, to be raised with a nightly reading of the lives of the saints. And she would often say to her older sister, she and her older sister were close, let's be saints. Let's do this. We can do this. And so they did. They made part of their bedroom that they had together into kind of like a little chapel or an oratory. And there they would pray and even offer up penances. And when her older sister was sleeping and nobody knew about it, she would often just sleep on the floor. There'd be a little penance that she would offer, like the children of Fatima years later. They remember the Queen of Apostles. That's the oldest devotion. Fatima, the Immaculate Heart, that's the youngest devotion. But they're all devotions to Our Blessed Mother to prepare the old and the young both to be apostles for our Lord. Well, she went on to gather, first of all, she had to wait a long time for her first communion. She had to wait until she was 13. Because back then that was more or less the custom, and it wasn't until about a century ago that St. Pius X allowed the little children to make their first communion and their confirmation when they were very young, so that Jesus, you might say this, Jesus wanted to get first dibs on the soul. Otherwise, if you wait too long, what happens? The world gets first dibs on the soul. And the devil says, it's mine. But the Holy Father says, no, let's not do it that way. Let's have good Christian families, and let's give the children when they're very little and innocent and sweet to Jesus. Let him be there. Holy Ghost comes first, usually, if possible, because he does the work of preparation, and then our Lord himself comes. Well, it was her job, St. Angela, and her first Ursuline sisters, who just lived in the world. They weren't particularly nuns. They just followed a rule. And they lived at home to help out the sick and the poor and to do the works of charity, especially to train girls, to give them a good education. She, however, and this is good for all of us to keep in mind, here you all are here today, and you're traveling distance, and this is the little chapel where everybody works and works so very hard and does such a good job. She reminded her first sisters of this truth, which all of us must never forget. And you may say, Holy Ghost truth, this. You need, you know the people that you help, these children? The people who come to this chapel, the people with whom you might speak, and for whom you certainly pray. You need them, the poor, she said, far more than the poor need you. Why is that? Because this is your sanctification. That's the, and when they found a religious order, the first idea is always the end or the purpose, the glory of God. The second idea is my own sanctification. And the third is whatever particular work the order of priests or nuns or monks would do. We need the poor, the spiritually poor, physically poor, whatever it might be, more than they need us. Isn't that interesting? That's how we will save our soul. She was a little late starting her actual order, and our Lord wasn't pleased with that. And in fact, one time he appeared to her with a very severe look and holding a whip in his hand, so much as if to say, start the order now. She had a lot of delays. The Pope wanted her to start a group of nurses in Rome for the hospitals, but that wasn't her call. She had to say no very respectfully. She went back to her hometown, and she finally did start her order. But it didn't really take off until after she had died and gone to heaven. Well, that's a little bit about today's saint. She's a home saint. She's a saint of starting very young. She's a saint of trying to be a saint when she was little. So she's a good saint for Confirmation Day. And she's the saint our Blessed Mother is telling us about today on her first Saturday. Continue the Holy Mass. Come, Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.